general associations, and our magazine. For many successive years, I have endeavored to find new ways and means for the promotion and expansion of scientific mind healing, seeking to broaden its channels and, if possible, to build a hedge round about it that should shelter its perfections from the contamination influences of those who have a small portion of its letter and less of its spirit. At the same time, I have worked to provide a home for every true seeker and honest worker in this vineyard of truth. To meet the broader wants of humanity and provide folds for the sheep that were without shepherds, I suggested to my students in 1886 the propriety of forming a National Christian Scientist Association. This was immediately done, and delegations from the Christian Scientist Association of the Massachusetts Metaphysical College and from branch associations in other states met in general convention at New York City, February 11, 1886. The first official organ of the Christian Scientist Association was called Journal of Christian Science. I started it April 1883 as editor and publisher. To the National Christian Scientist Association at its meeting in Cleveland, Ohio, June 1889, I sent a letter presenting to its loyal members the Christian Science Journal, as it was now called, and the funds belonging thereto. This monthly magazine had been made successful and prosperous under difficult circumstances and was designed to bear aloft the standard of genuine Christian Science.